A rather significant weekend storm system will likely impact many areas across the Midwest and will likely continue into early next week. The storm system promises to produce a widespread mix of precipitation in the western Corn Belt and some of the greatest precipitation totals from a single storm system seen this season will likely occur across the western Corn Belt. Portions of the region from Nebraska into portions of Wisconsin and neighboring areas of Iowa and Minnesota will likely see moisture totals with this event running from 0.4 inches upwards to around 1.25 inches, with the potential for something a little bit heavier in a couple of counties. The storm system will generate a lot of rainfall in this particular event because the atmosphere is warming up a bit. We do expect, though, to see freezing rain and snow on the northwest side of the precipitation region, and some heavy snow will likely occur in a band coming out of northeast Colorado through the heart of Nebraska and into portions of South Dakota and Minnesota. Some of these areas will see anywhere from 2 to 8 inches of snow accumulation with the potential for something locally much greater. The storm system will continue to work its way eastward in a band of rain and thunderstorms. Some intense will likely occur across the eastern portions of the Midwest. We'll likely see some severe thunderstorms, possibly in the lower portions of the Mississippi River Basin and perhaps as far north as the lowermost parts of the Ohio River Valley. The storm system will generate anywhere from 0.4 inches to 1.5 inches of precipitation across many areas in the Delta and the lower eastern Midwest, as well as the southeastern states. The storm system will not produce the rain over very many days. In fact, it'll be a quick 24 to maybe 36-hour period of risk of rain in the Delta and southeast, and then after that, it'll be back to dry weather. We do expect some corn planting to occur here today and tomorrow across the lower parts of the Delta, and perhaps in a few fields in some of the southeastern states. We'll look for the best planting conditions to evolve at the end of next week and into the following weekend, when we'll see a fairly long stretch of temperatures in the 70s and no precipitation. It'll be rather warm today and tomorrow across the southern plains, portions of the Delta, and the southeastern states, with the southeastern states still warm on Sunday. Those areas will see temperatures getting into the 70s, and there's even going to be a few lower 80s, I imagine. For the eastern Midwest, we'll likely see temperatures warm up as well. Not quite as significantly, but we'll still have our warmer bias in the region. We'll expect to see the afternoon temperatures in the lower eastern portions of the region working their way into the 50s and 60s as we move through the day tomorrow, and perhaps lingering a little bit on Sunday. Now, most of that warm weather will be in the Ohio River Valley and the lower Missouri River Valley, with the areas to the north expecting highs in the 30s and 40s. It's not quite springtime type weather yet, but we're getting there. We expect to see the low temperatures at night to slip back into the 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest here tonight and tomorrow night. And then some colder air will work its way into the plains and the western Corn Belt as we get into Monday morning, with teens and 20s likely there, maybe even a few upper single-digit readings in Minnesota and parts of the neighboring states there. We'll expect the coolest air to abate after that, but 20s will likely be common for lows again on Tuesday morning. Relatively quiet weather will return to portions of the Midwest next week, but we will see another storm system possibly evolve as we get into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. That storm system will have its roots in the central U.S. plains sometime after the 16th of the month. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.